This is an important year for the global soil community. The UN's General Assembly announced 2015 as the International Year of Soils, prompting experts working on the issues to raise awareness of one of the world's most important natural resources. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations will lead the International Year. And to move the conversation forward, we are inviting FAO's regional soil experts to weigh in on the issues affecting specific regions. For more insight into soils for the Near East and North Africa, Daniel Dale is a land management and tenure officer based at FAO's regional office in Cairo. Mr. Dale, thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
So, generally speaking, how well preserved are the soils in the region? Just to give an overview.
The protection soils receive varies from place to place and from farmer to farmer. This depends largely on the awareness level of people using the soils. The region is dominantly desert soils, except a few soils along the river basins and also areas along the sea. That is where you have good soils that will support agricultural production. And also in some highlands also you have good soils where plants can grow and you can go for also cropping.
What are the main crops in these areas?
There are a variety of crops grown in this region, mostly in the lowlands. On irrigated agriculture, you have rice, wheat, and so on. For example, in the River Nile Basin, there is a lot of cereal crops grown in addition to fruit trees like mango, banana, and also many other fruits also being exported to other countries also from the Nile Basin, for instance. And mostly the crops grown here are lowland crops, which are irrigated often because rain is a problem in the region.
Mm.
In high rainfall areas, they also grow barley and wheat and also maize also.
Do you find that soil issues are given enough of a priority in the region?
It's so difficult to say it, but most, I would say, enough attention is not given in most of the countries, maybe except a few countries which are largely dependent on agricultural production. For example, if you take the case of Egypt, for example, in the Nile Delta, where they grow a lot of cereals and vegetable crops, some attention from the policymakers as well as the farmers, you can see it. But in other countries which largely depend on other means of income, soils are in fact neglected, I would say. Agriculture used to be one of the economic contributors in the region, but these days, because countries have other means of economic development, agriculture is a bit being ignored, neglected, and that really affects the way even land users look at soils. Soils somehow still play some role because some countries produce their own food, although they import part also.
Did some countries start off growing and then became importers, or were the importing countries always importing countries?
Some countries used to be even self-sufficient in the past, but these days because of population growth and also soils getting dry, desertification expanding, there are a number of constraints and challenges being faced in agriculture, particularly because of land again being taken away by urbanization, industrialization, climate change, and affected by salinity and so on. These are some of the problems that affect soils productivity. And in the meantime, agriculture production getting lower and lower.
Could you give me an overview of the main issues regarding soil in the region?
The main issue in soils is that there is lack of policy support for land users that they manage the soils properly so that the soils will remain to be in good health and quality. At the same time, resource-poor farmers, because they lack also the knowledge and also means to invest on the soils, soils are degrading. Most of the land that used to be fertile now are being abandoned because of increasing soil salinity. And desertification also is one that is also increasing because of drought and decrease in rainfall. And urbanization is also one of the problems, as I mentioned, that it has been degrading the soils in the region. So soil fertility is also depleting in many places because farmers cultivate the same piece of land year after year without properly maintaining its fertility, recycling the nutrients.
That's a wide range of issues, and there's a lot of different drivers behind those issues, but maybe we can focus on one or two. One of the main issues being effective policies. What do you think are the main drivers behind poor policies or ineffective policies?
Yes, and in regards to policy, mostly you see that population, land tenure policies, land use policy also, because poor farmers need really to be supported by either some kind of incentives. So these are some of the policies, which particularly land use policy, which is completely missing in many countries in the region. These are issues that really are drivers that we think are exacerbating the problem.
And how do you think the region can improve on these issues?
In fact, there are many ways in which countries will be able to tackle some of these challenges that I have mentioned. Now, for example, FAO has been supporting the countries in assessing the extent and the level of the problem and how to tackle those problems. So we have projects and programs in the region to support farmers to improve their production and also invest on improving soil fertility. This is one of the issues. And there has to be a policy on land use that really clearly indicates that urbanization has to be limited, maybe in vertical growth rather than what we see is a horizontal way of growing. That is really a threat for agricultural land and soils in the region.
What are your concerns if action isn't taken?
It's obvious that if action and proper policies are not in place, food production will be at greater risk.
Mr. Daley, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks.